Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to wherever you are listening in the world. I am your host, Mitch Smin, and this is episode 2 of In the Pocket with Mitch Smin, the number one combat sports podcast on the air. A wild week in the world of combat, so let's get right into the news. This past weekend, the UFC held its monthly pay-per-view event that presented two excellent championship fights. We were provided with some incredible performances from the likes of many newcomers. The Los Angeles-based fighter Victor Henry stood out from the crowd on Saturday night when he made his UFC debut against the highly skilled veteran in Jaione Barcelos. Henry fought an intelligent fight and stood his ground against a feared striker in Barcelos. Something that stood out to me was the backstory of Victor Henry and his journey to become a UFC fighter. Victor took this fight on 2 weeks' notice, never performing in an organization as established as the UFC, while just staying in shape being a coach for younger martial artists. Victor expressed how at 34 years old, he's only got a short run at competing with the best and that he wants to make the absolute most out of it. The reason why this stood out to me was because of the heart and personality he showed. Mixed martial arts fighting can be such a brutal sport and there has been such a nasty stigma in the past of these athletes being thugs and meatheads. Victor showed what a true martial artist is with skills and his words. Later on in the night, we were gifted with two title fights being Brandon Moreno vs. Davison Figueiredo and Francis Ngannou vs. Cyril Gane. The Moreno vs. Figueiredo matchup was a trilogy fight between the two for the flyweight championship of the world. The narrative going into this matchup was that this was for all the marbles, and if Moreno secured a win, this would be the last of this series of fights. Though this was a trilogy match, this was unlike any other previous trilogy. In their first meeting, they fought to a draw where no one was awarded the win. Their second bout in Arizona at UFC 263, Moreno secured the victory over Davison by a third round rear naked choke. Just as Saturday in their third meeting, both men went to war and Figueiredo was awarded the split decision victory. This doesn't come without controversy though, as many thought Moreno did enough to come out with the win. Where things get a bit tricky now is the question of if a fourth fight is necessary. The series of fights is 1-1-1, both men having a win and the one draw. It only seems right to have a fourth fight to even the score and find out who is the true champion. Intensity is an understatement when it comes down to the heavyweight title fight between Francis Ngannou and Cyril Gane. Both men came into this fight with drama and controversy based off them being former training partners and contract issues on Ngannou's side. The contract issues were a huge narrative during the fight week lead up as Francis and his team showed a disliking of the way Francis was not only being treated, but also the lack of pay. Coming into this title fight, Francis stated that if he is victorious, he would no longer fight for 500 to 600k as he felt he was worth more than that. With everything being said, going into the fight, there was a lot of unanswered questions, like where Francis was at mentally, how he will handle the pressure of a young and hungry Cyril Gane, and what's next for him, win or lose. Once that cage door shut though, those questions were irrelevant for the next 25 minutes. In the opening rounds, the challenger Cyril Gane was putting on a striking clinic, clearly being the more efficient and technical fighter in the stand-up department. As the fight continued on into the later rounds of 3, 4, and 5, the momentum changed drastically as the much larger Ngannou used his size, strength, and grappling advantage to take this fight to the mat for the remainder of the final rounds, leaving Cyril almost clueless on what to do off of his back. By the end of the 5 rounds, it was clear Ngannou had done enough to secure 3 of the 5 rounds on the judges' scorecards and earn himself a unanimous decision victory. Overall, an excellent event and one we will be talking about for quite some time. Now, let's talk about what's next for the championship competing athletes. Brandon Moreno and Davison Figueiredo. Without rambling on for too long about an already clear answer, I think it's safe to say that we need a fourth fight between these two gentlemen. The story, the outcomes of the fights, and the abilities of both men is far too much to just let slip away without figuring out who's the true champ in a fourth matchup. Cyril Gane. Gane having his first official title fight out of the way and performing well under the spotlight, regardless of the outcome, we know he's not going anywhere. With the idea of Jon Jones lurking in the shadows for a heavyweight debut, that leaves Cyril out of the title picture for some time. I feel it only makes sense to put him up against the former heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic. Either way, Cyril Gane is young to this sport and is not short of options. Francis Ngannou. Now that Francis has successfully defended his title, we are left wondering what's next for him. As stated earlier, he has shown serious frustration with his lack of pay and respect he feels he has earned and is pushing for a boxing match with Tyson Fury outside of his UFC contract. The question is, where can the UFC and Ngannou, along with his team, meet in the middle? I think it'd be a real tragedy to have Francis leave the UFC when he is clearly the best heavyweight in the world at the moment. Having him depart from the UFC to go partake in a boxing fight outside of the promotion would really hurt the heavyweight division, and I feel it would take away the prestige of the next rightful contender to be called champ. Overall, it's a tricky situation as money makes the world go round. These next few months are going to be very interesting for the baddest man on the planet. Now, let's get into some quick news for the week. London gets the event they have been begging for with the announcement of the UFC's return to the O2 Arena, where the heavyweight contender Alexander Volkov faces off against England's very own Tom Aspinall in the main event. Other featured names like Dan Hooker and Paddy Pimblett will return to action at the O2 as well. The ADCC Grappling Championships return this year in Las Vegas, Nevada for September 17th. The familiar face of Andre Galvao will face the world-class and globally known jiu-jitsu ace Gordon Ryan. Gordon hasn't competed in jiu-jitsu since March of 2021, but looks to keep his reign of dominance going by securing the victory and even looking for the submission. Something that is intriguing about this grappling bout is the fact that Gordon Ryan's absence from jiu-jitsu competition wasn't out of desire, but actually for health reasons. In April of 2021, Gordon got a stomach diagnosis for a digestion issue he had been dealing with for years. He was then diagnosed with gastroparesis. Gastroparesis is a digestive condition that causes food to sit longer in your digestive system than usual, causing nausea, stomach pain, and vomiting. Gordon has been working around the situation and has shown to be active on the mat still behind the scenes. All those questions will be answered on September 17th in Sin City. This weekend, Ryan Bader defends his Bellator Heavyweight Championship against the interim champion, Valentin Moldavsky. Bader has been absent at heavyweight for quite some time now, as he's taken his talents back to 205 to try and regain the throne there after his loss to Vladim Nemkov. Though coming up short in the Bellator 205-pound Grand Prix tournament, Bader hasn't lost hope as he's packed on the pounds to return against Moldavsky at heavyweight. This should be a fun fight, especially with a fully hydrated and fueled Bader. That wraps things up for today's episode. My question for the day for all you listeners out there is, what's your favorite standout combat moment? Is it Tyson biting Holyfield's ear? Cejudo winning Olympic gold? What about Silva's famous front kick? Let's hear your takes. As always, keep those hands up and chin down. I'm Mitch Min, and thank you for joining me in the pocket.